forecast for this weekend's weather is predicting that temperatures will reach heights that New South Wales has never seen at this time of year. The CBD is expected to hit 36 degrees Celsius. Penrith and Richmond may surpass 30 degrees for the next 4 days. In western New South Wales, it might even hit the 40 degree mark. And it's barely been 2 weeks since winter ended. Now, if these extreme weather conditions are a symptom of climate change, it is apparent that a new dawn is upon us. And while we should keep being proactive and work as hard as we can to minimise our footprint on the environment, reactionary measures must also be taken to ensure that we can stay as safe and healthy as possible in the face of extreme weather patterns and geographical events. Jessie Begley spoke to Dr. Lydia Maynor, director of the Flinders Research Program for Disaster Nursing, about how exactly changes in the weather affect our physical health.
So what kinds of health problems can we expect to rise under extreme weather conditions that may be brought on by climate change?
What the evidence has shown, and I have shown this myself, that people will be more prone to cardiovascular problems, heart problems, renal failure, and breathing conditions, and also heat exhaustion, particularly dehydration and heat stroke. They're just some of the few and the more popular ones that tend to be exhibited by people, and also what everyone has noted when they look at emergency department presentations.
And who is at risk at most for these health issues?
Yes, there's quite a range here. Young people, young children, certainly. And then we go to older people, 75, 85 and over, and people that are already on, that have problems with heart condition or renal conditions or respiratory conditions. If you have already one of these morbidities, you are more at risk.
And aside from the short-term effects when exposed to weather, extreme weather, are there any long-term health consequences?
So far, I haven't seen anything in the literature, and I have looked at some of this myself, but not published yet. And what people are seeing now, rather than long-term problems, they're seeing that there is season variability. Before, certain diseases or certain conditions were only seen in either summer or winter or spring. Now it doesn't matter. You're seeing certain conditions all throughout the year.
What can we do to stay healthy and safe in extreme weather conditions?
Yeah, number of things. Particularly if it is very hot, maintain normal body fluids. Do not overdrink or underdrink. Do not dehydrate. That's very dangerous. And the other issue that's very important for people that are on medication, such as for heart conditions or renal conditions, they need to be very careful not to dehydrate. Otherwise, whatever they're taking could be far more concentrated in their body, or and not to overdrink or take more fluid than normal. Otherwise, once more, you will have a dilution effect.
Absolutely.
So that to maintain normal and adequate fluids.